you're a cattleman that wants to take advantage of this, you can just sign up for the training by the end of October. You can go to bqa.org/team and get all the info you need to get signed up.
He says producers can pick up a lot of information through the course.
Some really good tips on low-stress handling, on record keeping, and there are good tools available online as well. We have the assessments that you can use to go back and walk through your farm or ranch, and it gives you some checklists to go through, which are really practical, and some best management practice or standard operating procedure documents.
Now, White notes, it also includes an emergency action plan.
So if you don't have a sheet already hanging in, you know, by a phone in your office or in the barn or wherever, maybe even have them a couple of places that just have, like, your veterinarian's number, all the emergency numbers past 911, if you've got, you know, some other emergency services that have different numbers, even if you have somebody that helps you maybe with your cattle on the weekends or different times, if you've got a list of numbers that they can contact to get a hold of folks, it may even be your feed supplier or, again, like I said, your veterinarian or somebody in case of emergency. That's a good document to have around for folks to be able to find.
You have till the end of October. So, again, to learn more or to start your certification process, just go to bqa.org/team. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.